This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking some level of technology here tonight, everything from Bitcoin to ransomware, which is directly related to Bitcoin. Sadly, I had a friend of a friend infected with ransomware, and I, you know, what I said in my blog over at freekeen.com, where I described it in some detail. Basically, for those that don't know, ransomware supposedly locks up your files on your computer with encryption and then demands a Bitcoin ransom that be paid before they will unlock your files, supposedly. Sometimes, of course, the hackers just don't follow through on their promise, and then you just paid for nothing. But in this case, they did actually unlock the files on the dude's computer, and he was desperate. He needed those files. He didn't have a backup, which was a huge mistake. You really should have backups. If you've got important files on your computers, even if it's not hit by some sort of virus, you know, your house could burn down or whatever. Something bad could happen to that computer. Hard drive failures are not uncommon in the world of computing. So having an on-site and off-site backup is probably the most reliable solution. And if you think about it, if you're talking about mission-critical business files, for instance, you know, yeah, you got to pay to have a backup. Sure, there's money involved in that, maybe $5-$10 a month. But that's nothing if you compare it to the $2,000 that this guy just paid to these hackers to unlock the files on his computer. And so the story's up over at freekeen.com where I go into some detail about, you know, what can you do about this? What are some of the solutions here besides, you know, as you mentioned, Johnson, there's this Kaspersky Labs, and they teamed up with some other companies to put up a website called nomoreransom.org, where you can actually download decryptors. You can try these decryptors out if you can identify what particular brand of ransomware you have.
I have to wonder, is the ransomware beginning to wipe it if it detects any kind of access to just even access to a website that has decryptor or search?
Good question.
Because I know I'm pretty confident that I recall at least certain malicious software that did something along those lines.
Well, if you were to pull the hard drive and then hook it up to some other computer and then run it, maybe that would, you know, prevent.
Yeah, I would think you would have to do that, and if you want to have any confidence in it not being able to.
I didn't go through the step-by-step instructions as to how they recommend using these decryptors.
Right.
I'm so unfamiliar with ransomware. Thankfully, I've never had to deal with it. Does it lock down the computer itself, or does it still let you, like,
traditionally,
use the computer?
I don't know about this ransomware with Bitcoins, because this is post my being in the business for that type of work. But I know back in the day, your systems would be locked down, so that basically they would just try to prevent you from doing anything.
That's what I would
I think that some do
or
some don't.
Or it would let you do it for a few minutes, and then it would lock. It would kind of like pop up a screen so you can't really do
so
it.
So did they have ransomware before Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it would be kind of tricky to say, leave a bag of cash outside the Hallmark store.
They did. Before the ransomware, as we think of it, they still had ransomware. It just wouldn't let you access the computer.
What did it want? Because you can't.
Question.
The credit card network's not going to be.
MoneyGram, maybe?
Yeah, maybe MoneyGram. It might have been. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe even credit cards. There's definitely ways to go about.
Credit cards can be reversed. So, and the nice thing. So what they're using here, the reason why they're using Bitcoin is because Bitcoin can be used anonymously and it can't be reversed by some authority.
Okay, so here's one thing most people don't know. There's a lot of scams that use, like, sell antivirus software or whatever, and people will pay for it because of, like, malware or whatever, or it's like advertising. I think the way they usually do these scams before the Bitcoin was, malware would advertise, like, antivirus software or something.
Meaning that the antivirus company is actually putting malware on people's computers.
Essentially, yeah. Basically, the antivirus companies were paying probably you know, paying out what would you call it?
Like a commission?
Commission, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be paying commission. And so every time the malware sent them a customer.
So the antivirus company didn't make the malware. There was somebody else who was getting.
They incentivized the malware.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The people writing.
Is that still going on? Is that still a practice in the business?
I would think so. I remember a customer who told me about this, and I was like, charge that back. Because that was, yeah, I mean, that was, I mean,
wow.
It was. But and she wouldn't do it.
Whichever companies are doing that kind of business, yeah. They should be shunned. Whatever antivirus companies are doing.
It was criminal. I mean, it was beyond. And the way I explained it was probably a little bit wrong. But I remember the way it was criminal. It was definitely criminal.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, that's tantamount to the police going out creating crimes that they can solve.
The thing is, these companies are operating out of Russia and various other, I think it was Eastern Europe locations. And basically, the Visa and MasterCard, which are basically the networks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They as long as it's like under 2%, and the way these
as long as what's under 2%,
the chargebacks. Okay, so as long as the chargebacks are under 2% for a merchant, basically,
mm-hmm.
They won't drop the merchant.
I see.
Okay, so what these companies, these criminal enterprises, will do is they will simply refund anybody who complains or whatever,
right.
To ensure that they are within the 2% number.
And then they can just keep on doing
business.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's not a surprise. It's just totally shady, but I can't say it's a shock.
Yeah, yeah. And now they can just cut out the, the nice thing about Bitcoin is if you are in that kind of business, is that you actually save 2 or 3% now.
So the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Well, one of the points I made was this is not the way you want to introduce somebody to Bitcoin, right? This guy had never had a Bitcoin wallet before in his life, and here he was having to get into Bitcoin because of this.
When I said 2 or 3%, I'm talking about the people collecting the malware because they're not paying the credit card companies 2 or 3%. Well, it's actually probably 3%.
Okay.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, luckily this dude who had been infected by the ransomware when he came over here and, he wanted to buy Bitcoin. So I helped him with that reluctantly. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you should pay these guys. But he's like, I need these files. Okay, well, here you go. And he did say that he didn't blame Bitcoin, like that he wasn't mad about Bitcoin or that it was Bitcoin that was chosen as the ransom or anything like that. So at the very least, he still had, an open mind. Even though he was under this pressure and had to pay out this cash, he didn't blame the currency itself. And somebody could, right? They could say, that darn Bitcoin, that's what crooks use. Well,
yeah.
Crooks use cash, too.
Yeah, I think the main thing to remember, for people to remember, is that just because Bitcoin exists and that's the method doesn't mean these types of activities didn't exist or they already pre-existed Bitcoin.
They're probably more proliferated, though, now, I guess.
Well, the thing that's changed is, I think, mainly the encryption, not even so much the method of, collection of funds.
Okay.
I think that's the main thing that's changed is the encryption part.
So what can you do to prevent this? Well, quick research showed some real basic steps. Number one, seems obvious, right? Get antivirus, anti-malware software. I mean, obviously, if you're on Linux, you don't need that stuff. But wait, it doesn't help.
It's gonna help you. No.
Why not?
Yeah,
because
do you want to explain? Do you want to? Johnson and I have both done computer repair, and we know how much garbage the antivirus software is.
The antivirus software cannot react quickly enough to stop a virus from happening on your computer.
It's what it also comes down to is that you've got all these different companies that have different antivirus programs, and they all have a different set of their different databases. So, like, they detect different viruses and different pieces of malware, and even if you can't install all of them, but even if you could install all of them, it wouldn't matter because you still have this is the one great thing I always thought was just ingenious. So you can say 99.98% of viruses, we can catch them. But the problem is that includes all the viruses that aren't even around now.
Sure.
Right.
So there's also new viruses that it won't catch. Right.
Exactly.
Right,
and it's only the new ones that really
the new one. All the new. Let's say all the new ones are 0.02%. Well, you just happen to,
Okay, I get your point. But the fact is, there are still viruses that can be caught by these antivirus programs.
Yeah, the ones that you're extremely unlikely to get.
Well, nonetheless.
Nonetheless, the ones that you're extremely unlikely to get and the ones that aren't, you know, modernized to execute before an antivirus program can do anything about them.
Anybody with experience removing viruses is going to realize that most virus removals fail.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. So you're saying these real-time antivirus blockers, they don't work?
It's the biggest, it's the biggest fraud. It's the biggest crook.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. We were talking about ransomware and viruses and what to do about that, and you guys are both saying, as experienced computer repairmen, that having seen plenty of virus infestations and things like that, that you do not believe that antivirus software is even, you know, worthwhile.
Well, I don't know about not worthwhile. I mean, I run a basic one, just, you know, but nothing. I mean, this is just
don't pay for it.
Yeah, don't pay for it.
Yeah, I don't pay for it. Avira is the one that I run here in the studio.
I actually wrote software related, different pieces of programs relation to this to get rid of viruses that normal antivirus software can't get rid of.
Really?
Right.
Okay. Using like live, basically a live CD, and basically it's one where you run off of a CD and
you run Linux off of a CD and you can clean out a system.
One of the problems is some of the antivirus software pieces, like they basically, the antiviruses or the viruses would or malware or whatever would replace the like toolbar and different pieces. So if the antivirus software removes it, your system no longer works.
Oh, wow.
So I actually wrote a program. One of the programs I wrote was to replace that toolbar with the real thing, because the virus would basically remove it and put a fake toolbar in, and that was the virus. So if you removed it, then it no longer works.
Manual registry edits sometimes, because they, you know, the antivirus software is just sloppy. You know, so you'd have to go in and like manually make these registry changes
to clean it up,
to really clean it up, not just. I mean, the antivirus software is just sometimes so lazy about how it tries to clean things out. I'm sure it's improved, but, you know, a few years ago.
To me, I would value the stuff that stops it before the infection starts. Like that's, you know, I agree with you. The cleanup is always a mess. But if it can detect the thing before it starts up,
but it can't. That's the problem.
Normally, it can't.
It can't. And even if you throw 10 different antivirus programs on it, okay, it still will not.
So you're saying the whole real time protection thing, total BS.
Yeah. Well, it will protect you from viruses
that you're unlikely to get.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I mean, like
it's not in their database, obviously they can't protect you from that.
Right,
but otherwise, what they're doing is they're scanning the program to see if it's got the clips of code that the virus would have, right?
Yeah,
and they're saying, whoa, don't let that run.
I mean, theoretically, you know, it could work maybe, but the problem is that the antivirus companies can't fix the holes. They can't fix the product, which is Microsoft Windows.
Okay,
they can only, you know, so what happens
they're patching the dike, you know, one hole at a time, but there's always new holes.
They can't patch the whole period.
Yeah.
All they can do is say, okay, I like to describe it like this. You have a hammer, and there's ants coming in, and you keep hitting the hammer. You keep hitting and killing the ants. But the hole, unless you patch the hole, the ants are still going to keep coming in.
Okay.
The virus writers just keep creating new viruses that utilize the same holes because Microsoft doesn't fix it.
Which is another recommendation to update your operating system. Obviously, if you're, you know, you would recommend everybody should switch to Linux.
I wouldn't recommend everybody switch to Linux.
Yeah.
I would love if everybody could switch to Linux.
Right. Or buy your Linux software or buy your computers over at thinktankwin.com.
The reality is about 50% of people out there can reasonably use Linux, and assuming they buy the right hardware that supports it properly.
Right. Which you sell at ThinkPen.
Right, which is what my company does, basically. And we're privacy-oriented, so we're not just Linux.
I would call you super privacy-oriented. You guys are the most privacy-oriented people.
We're the only company that's, you know, invested any kind of serious money into getting away from Intel and AMD. Which,
I love it. I think you guys are doing really good work and important work over there. You know what? Somebody who is not a computer expert, Sarah, is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah and Albuquerque.
Yeah, you know what? All your computer talk kind of lost me because, you know.
Yeah, you don't even have a smartphone, right? You're calling on a rotary phone or something.
You know what? My phone, you know how much it cost me?
You've got the Obama phone, don't you? Huh?
No, Obama phone, I don't have it. But my phone service costs only like $25 a month, and I actually didn't pay for it. I traded in my old phone, and they gave me a phone that's I got a free phone, so I don't bother with all that, you know, but whatever, you know. But
well, if you don't have a fancy computer, you can't get a virus, so you don't ever have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I keep my life very simple, and By the way,
I have a lot of appreciation for that. By the way, Sarah, I like the idea of keeping things simple, not having a whole lot of stuff cluttering up my life, and I don't like having all the things that I have, but I have to have some things in order to do what I do, right? Like I have to have a room full of equipment to do a radio show, and I like the idea of simplicity, so I do have an appreciation for that.
Well, I think they finally stopped fighting over the rapid transit, which is amazing. We've been fighting over that. We went to the Supreme Court here. They were fighting.
So what happened?
Our state Supreme Court, they finally approved to build it.
The thing that you had called about, a year ago, that was going to basically tear up one of the main streets in Albuquerque, cause right. all kinds of havoc where, businesses would be shut down essentially because then nobody would be able to come into the business because the government's working on the road for however many months out front. And it was going to be some kind of federal program that where, federal money is coming in to put this trolley, like basically a fancy trolley.
It's actually a bus line, like a Cleveland, Ohio. It's not an electric line because that costs $20 million more per mile or something. So this was actually a bus. But
it would have its own special lane, right? Like it would be in the middle of the street and it would have its own lane.
What they're doing is that we get a free bus ride from 4 o'clock to 9 p.m. rapid ride on Monday for Friday. And on the weekends, everybody gets to ride for free on Central to help out the business while it's on construction. So that's one thing that's good come out of it.
Okay, I'll give you some credit there. That's okay. But what happened when you'd originally called about this, we researched it and we found out that the business owners were livid about this. I mean, they are not happy. This is already a congested street, and what they're planning on doing here isn't going to widen the street. It's going to take away lanes of traffic. So they're going to be removing lanes of traffic from an already congested, super busy highway in Albuquerque in order to put in a special bus lane for, the bus rider folks. So basically, it's going to make traffic worse. Even when it's done, it'll be worse.
Well, they're still complaining now because I'm calling in to say it's a done deal.
Why don't they just do normal buses?
They can't fight over it because it's been fought over for 2 years.
Because federal money.
Yeah.
That's why. Well, Sarah, it sounds like you won. You and your bus rider friends have won this one, and everybody else who's traveling will be suffering because of it. Are you proud of yourself? Oh.
Well, the thing is, it's better than, $480 billion dumped on the airplanes, 80 million dollars per airplane.
You're talking about the military?
That's what airplanes? I'm talking about. Yeah, they have how many? Yeah, $80 million per airplane, and they got about 10 of those that Israel is going to have them there. Now, that's just to kill people. And
I'll give you that much. Yeah. I'm with you on that one, Sarah.
How many people from Albuquerque do you think are going to Israel on these military planes?
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. Good luck.
That's a rough daily commute.
Yeah, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sarah would do anything to stop traffic. I mean, she just doesn't care about whether people can get somewhere in a quick amount of time because she doesn't have a job. She doesn't understand what, urgency is all about. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, you can get My Pillow for half off with code FTL. No, you don't actually get My Pillow. You get the brand, MyPillow.com, because I'm not giving mine up. It's a great pillow. In fact, you might even think it's the best pillow you've ever used. If you don't agree, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them within 60 days, the first 60 days, and you can get your money back. So they're really standing behind their product over at MyPillow.com. Plus, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product itself. It's a great pillow, and you can even wash it. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. So go and get yours, or get more than one. You can get one for half off or two for the price of one. It is up to you with code FTL, like Free Talk Live at MyPillow.com.
I think they need to hire Jesse Ventura as a spokesman for that company, just because it's...
Why? Does he have back problems?
He sounds like the guy who invented the pillow.
Oh, I've never seen the commercial.
Oh, you've never actually seen a MyPillow commercial?
No, I don't watch TV.
Oh my God. The guy who invented MyPillow and like Jesse Ventura, they sound very, very similar.
Well, Jesse's a great personality, man. We actually had him on the show a little while.
Yeah, right about when I got sick. Yeah.
So
I ain't got time to sleep.
I wasn't on, unfortunately. I would have liked to have been on for that interview, but it was on Daryl's show on Thursday nights. Yeah. So, MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we were talking about ransomware and what to do to avoid this. So you guys were saying that antivirus software you're not impressed with. a lot of times it's a mess when it cleans up an infection, and it in some cases won't even stop the infection in the first place.
Yeah, it doesn't, and it's the malware is getting worse. Like, I mean, years ago, when he's talking about registry editing stuff, that used to work, but I haven't seen that work in recent time.
Well, again, I feel like, you know, any of this stuff we're talking about, we're dealing with older viruses.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with you on that. It sounds like I've done more stuff more recent than you, maybe, but,
So basically, the antivirus guys are constantly playing catch up. They're trying to find these new viruses.
Didn't some of these companies, like, say they've given up on antivirus even?
Really?
I feel like some of them have, yeah.
Yeah, like it's like they're saying it doesn't work now, even, like, or something like that. It's
well, we're throwing in the towel. There goes our business
model.
Well,
they diversified their interests. Yes. So the companies that were like antivirus companies aren't antivirus companies.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are owned by other companies.
Clearly. Yeah.
Like who? Like, what are we talking about here? Norton or something? Or
all of these major companies have been bought by other companies. I think, like,
Norton doesn't just do antivirus, they do all the security stuff, but they diversify themselves.
Yeah, they diversify. Like, I think they're owned by Symantec, or Symantec's owned by somebody else now, or, I mean, they've been bought. They're this one little tiny piece of a.
There's one guy working there who's had the job.
McAfee. Oh, McAfee was bought by Intel, for example.
Right. Yeah. McAfee himself doesn't even own that
antivirus software anymore either. So.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, and Microsoft gives it out free, I guess, or something.
Yep.
With the new Windows, they do essentials. Have. Yeah. They do built in.
Yeah.
So okay, so
have a backup.
Yeah, backups definitely. Make the most sense, sure.
Don't worry about antivirus. Get a backup.
Yeah, regardless of operating system, have a backup.
I'm still going to keep running antivirus. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Like, you know, just feel like, you know, at the very least, it feels good, right? Yeah. I've seen it catch things in the past.
You
know,
you've seen it tell you that it caught things.
Yeah.
I've
seen it catch things,
it's
too.
Probably catching something you actually wanted to run.
In the 90s, I've seen it catch things, too.
In the 90s. So, yeah, there's different backup programs available as well. So in addition to having your software or your files that are important backed up on a physical drive, there are also programs that will upload them to the cloud. I use CrashPlan. I don't know what's best. I know that one works for me.
I use CrashPlan. Well, I haven't paid more. I'm actually in a precarious position. But I need to. I want to switch back to Carbonite, I think.
Okay, why?
Just because with CrashPlan, I have the CrashPlan itself, the software itself would crash.
Oh, no.
And I'd just be left without it not backing up, or it wouldn't be able to connect to the servers.
I've had that happen a couple times.
This is a common problem with any kind of backup solution.
Yeah.
I found.
Where they just fail?
They fail in different ways. They fail silently, so you don't know where they fail. Right. And they tell you, but.
Yeah, CrashPlan was failing silently. But Carbonite, I felt like, was not.
Yeah, that's no good.
Immediately if it was not.
Well, I've had issues with Carbonite in the past.
Yeah.
Not personally, but with customers who.
I got really angry at Carbonite. And I switched because originally they told me, like, we're not going to back up your external drives. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Like, that's where all my data is.
Yeah, it's like the backup. Automated backup is terrible.
Well, that's why I recommend both, right? So you have some sort of online solution and some sort of in-house solution.
I don't think I can ever say I've ever seen somebody who's used an automated solution actually. Maybe once.
I have.
Where it's actually worked at the end of the day when I've gone in to try to recover their system.
Well, it helps when the feds raided the studio.
I've recovered from all my backup. For sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you know what you're doing, maybe, and you know, you're maintaining it, you're keeping an eye on it, you know, maybe you'll get lucky. But, like, as far as your average consumer goes, I've only seen it maybe work.
It's going to break down. And this guy had something that had broken down. I don't know what he was using, but whatever it was, he said it was broken.
Yeah, this is typically what happens. It fails when you need it most.
So the other thing is to just beware, right? Yeah. To pay attention. Don't click on attachments on emails you did not ask for, right? Like, that's probably the number one rule. Even if it came from someone you know, if you did not ask them for that attachment, there's a chance that they've been infected by something and sent that to you.
I tell my mom, and she's on a Linux system, I tell mom, if you don't know who it's from, don't open an email.
Yeah.
I mean, don't even, let alone open the attachment, but don't even open the email.
Yeah. Absolutely true. So there's some tips for you. Run a firewall if you're not doing that. Those do tend to come standard on operating systems these days. And if you're behind a router, usually there's a decent firewall in those. Thoughts on that, though? I mean, you're a router guy.
I'm kind of skeptical about the routers, but to some degree as a security solution. But it's, I mean, look, if you're talking about between your printer and your computer, it's not encrypted. So it's going to keep. Potentially, it'll keep people out. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it's if it's not encrypted, you know, there's a limit to what your router is going to do. Most of these routers are so horribly insecure to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're being used as the infection point.
You need three of them.
Yeah.
Three dumb routers.
Yeah.
There's a thing. It's a setup out there that you can look up to see how to be truly secure, and you can do it with three routers.
Yeah, I mean, there's something called UPnP, which is basically it'll like automatically open up ports and things like that. And
turn that
it's
off.
The most insecure thing in the world, and every single router has it. And
oh, wow.
There's only one router that I know of that doesn't have this, and it's Bob's the lead developer of LibreryCMC, which is an alternative router firmware, basically. And
you sell that at ThinkPenguin?
Yeah, we have one VPN wireless router at the moment, but we have sold other not VPN routers, just regular routers. I wish we could sell more routers, but it's unfortunately FCC government interfering, causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah, didn't the FCC have some sort of rule passed where you can't flash a router now or something like that?
Yeah, they basically they passed a rule that basically the end result is it mandates lockdown of routers. Okay,
this is crazy. So let's explain briefly what this means to people. So when you buy a router off the shelf at wherever, Amazon, Best Buy, whatever. It comes with
sounds like the spy law. Like they specifically made this law happen because, if they put an alternative firmware on that, then we don't have our back door anymore.
Right. Yeah, that could very well
be. Extremely dangerous. Very stupid rule.
So just to clarify, there's the firmware that comes with the router, the sort of Linksys or whatever the basic firmware is. And then there are people, these, gurus, these hacker types who've gone in and they've created different...
It's interesting because a lot of the basic router firmware that's being shipped with from maybe Linksys or whatever, they're actually using the same alternative firmwares, but it's just out of date. It's so far out of date. Hmm. And they just put a pretty user interface with their branding on it, but it's actually, they're just not updating it. And that's why it's so... And they're also enabling the features that make it insecure.
So there's these custom firmwares like DDWRT that you can download.
Not a great example, but yeah.
I don't know of what they all are.
Tomato router.
Is that one of them?
That's one of them, yeah.
Okay, so there's these custom
firmwares. OpenWRT is probably the better.
Open what?
OpenWRT.
WRT?
Yeah, if you're going to try and throw it on a random router, yeah.
So anyway, there's these gurus out there who work on these things, and they make them better.
Wait, just real quick, let's get geeky. What does WRT stand for? Because the only thing I can think of is the WRT.
It's a model number.
WRT 54G, which is the old...
It is. That's where it came from.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's a Linksys's old router.
Right. That was super popular.
It's
just funny that it got carried over from, to OpenWRT.
So basically what happened was Linksys, you started using Linux on their routers, and that's where...
First one, or was it...
Yeah, it was one of the probably first ones, yeah.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So anyway, these alternative firmwares, you could previously put them on these routers, and now the FCC is stepping in the way and saying, now you're going to lock down these routers and not allow anyone to customize the firmware on them, which is a terrible thing to do. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol
before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. The toll-free number for you, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. You can also do that on our website to some extent by creating the content on the front page of the site. So if you see some sort of news story that you like on the Internet or maybe something fun, like a fun YouTube video, you can post that to freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based system, and so you can then vote as to whether you like or dislike the things that other people have submitted there to the front page of the website. So we actually let our listeners control the content of the front page of the site. Very cool, and it's free, so go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Also, most of our wardrobe here at Free Talk Live is liberty-oriented T-shirts. They're comfortable. They're easy to manage, and we can spread the ideas of liberty by doing something we were going to anyway, which is wear a shirt. In fact, some of the newest shirts being worn by Free Talk Live hosts include I'm Already Against the Next War and a different shirt that says Power Corrupts. I got those from RyeGuys.com. Now, at RyeGuys.com, they're so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty that they're donating a portion of the proceeds that they make to Antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. And you can spread the ideas of freedom by wearing cool, high-quality T-shirts from RyeGuys.com. That's W-R-Y, RyeGuys.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can take 15% off at the checkout with coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at RyeGuys.com. And as we are continuing this technological discussion here tonight, the price of Bitcoin on the cheapest exchange out there has just now hit $1,000. So we are solidly into the $1,000 territory. The average price of Bitcoin we can pull up for you here in a moment. But it's just been an absolutely amazing last few months for Bitcoin. So, Justin, you had a technologically
backups
related story that you wanted to share with us here tonight.
I just found this idea really interesting. It's from one of the co-founders of Napster, this particular piece of software that's being developed. But it's also interesting from other perspectives as well. I just think it's really just, it's just an interesting story.
What is
it? This new software is called Atlas Recall. And what Atlas Recall is that it gives you a photographic memory for your digital life. It is your searchable index of everything you see across all of your devices and apps. It's, you know, being promoted by Yahoo, TechCrunch, Cult of Mac, Fast Company, CNN. If you can see it, you can search it and share it from any device. Atlas Recall works with all the apps, websites, and services you love. No account authorizations required. This is just a sample of some of the services Atlas Recall works with, and it's like everything, like Google Docs, Evernote, what's the chat, Slack, Trello. I mean, it's just everything. It's integrated with everything. If you find content that isn't working with Atlas Recall, you can email us. One search for everything. Your digital life is more than just files. It's the web pages, apps, emails, chats, texts, videos, and more you use every day. If you've seen it, you can research it with Atlas Recall. And then they're like, you know, they get into this, but it all goes up to the cloud. But they say, your privacy matters. Recall works for you and you alone. You control what you recall to remember and what it should ignore. Read our privacy promise for all the details. Automatically saves and organizes for you. Atlas Recall works in the background, instantly saving and organizing your content, making the headache of lost files a thing of the past. Seamlessly search across devices. Your content lives across your smartphone, laptop, and more. Shouldn't you do the same? Find and open content across any of your devices instantly.
Okay. So, slow down here for a moment. So I see the benefit of being able to search across a device, right? Like if you're looking for some sort of thing, whatever, like you're saying, something you saw or, you know, you don't remember if you were on your phone or your laptop at the time, then it could help you discover that. But this seems like a huge risk. I mean,
creepy.
It does. Doesn't it sound like the NSA is programming this program? I mean, this sounds like really dangerous. And you're a huge privacy guy.
Yeah. Very creepy. I already find a lot of what we have on our computers to be creepy with the indexing of files and so forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it also does make it very convenient as far as search goes. But this is just like
off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, this is off the charts. I mean, this is not your own computer. This is basically giving all your data.
Yeah, everything. It's like, put all your data in one place.
It's your, you know, cloud.
Oh, but they gave you a privacy promise.
Oh, I know, right?
It's a promise.
I mean, just the fact that they say privacy promise just tells me that it's not encrypted. This is giving giving Google and the NSA and everybody else access to everything.
Yeah, when Johnson told me about this, because he actually told me in advance what this was, and I'm like, that is a terrible idea. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Chris has to say about this.
Well, do you want me to...
Let's hear more about the pitch here. Where's this coming from, by the way? Is this a news story?
I'm looking actually at their sales pitch.
This is their pitch site.
Yeah,
okay, this is from their website.
Atlas.co. Your privacy, let's look at the privacy promise. Your privacy is important to all of us and all of us at Atlas. Here's a quick overview of our privacy promise. You retain ownership and control of your data. You can review and remove your digital items from the service at any time. You control what the system remembers. You may temporarily pause the system or permanently block byte, URL, file, application, and more. The excluded content never leaves your computer or phone.
Of course, if they get a warrant from law enforcement, then they will
need a warrant. Law enforcement doesn't need a warrant as soon as it's with a third party. Once you hand the data over to a third party,
well, this
no
is
warrant
interesting,
required.
Though. They say each digital item remains encrypted at rest and in motion. So that's kind of interesting. One more detail.
Which they have the keys to, likely.
Maybe, maybe not. They say it retains in your control, so I don't know.
Is it open source?
No. Yeah, that's the real important thing. One more detail. Here's our full Atlas privacy promise. The first product in the Atlas suite, Atlas Recall, can do some pretty amazing things. If you haven't heard, Atlas Recall remembers everything you see across all your devices and platforms. All right, let me skip this.
It sounds like a huge file, too. Like, I mean, to remember everything
that
you've
servers,
seen.
It's on their servers, so.
Yeah, it's not... This is the most disturbing
thing.
Who
has access to my data? Atlas is committed to protecting your privacy and ensuring that your information is secure. To that end, we will not sell or rent any of your personal information files or usage history to a third party. The information collected belongs
to
you.
Except law enforcement.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Belongs to you and is being used to give you a seamless experience with Atlas, helping you remember things that you've seen. Someone from The Alice team may analyze how you're using the product in order to improve its design and new features. However,
we do
not have access to the contents of the items, documents, or files remembered through recall beyond the minimum required to operate recall and its associated services, which we don't know what that minimum is.
Sure.
Metadata of these documents may be used to improve our search tools, provide personalized recommendations, or other similar actions. How does Alice keep my data secure? In order to prevent unauthorized access or disclosure of your data, we have put in place physical, electronic, and managerial procedures to safeguard and secure the information we collect. All of your items are encrypted as they move from the application to the Atlas Cloud, remain encrypted at rest. Atlas's security system and promise ensures that you retain ownership and control of your data at all times and can remove all of your data from the system at any time.
And they're giving it away for free, so everybody who wants to get in on the beta and reveal all of your computing habits to some company that you don't know, hop on board.
You know, this is just unbelievably stupid. We talk about how, like, all these databases, we constantly are hearing about leaks of Social Security numbers.
Yeah, sure. Like, hacks of the Adult Friend Finder site.
Everybody in the United States. Well, now you're basically giving them everything.
But this data is encrypted at rest.
But what does that even mean? I mean, are we talking about, like...
They have managerial procedures to protect it.
What does at rest mean? Does that mean when they you know, back it up to tape? Because what good does it...
In motion and at rest. So it's both in motion and at rest that it's encrypted.
They can't trust them. If you have a service that's going to provide something like this, the data should not be accessible to the company that's... providing the hosting, okay? It should be encrypted at the end on each of the systems, end user systems, and code, the source code should be available. So we can actually see that it's, have some reasonable expectation that we can see and determine that, yes, okay, what you're saying is actually being implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, these companies, they don't implement, or they say something and they don't actually follow through with it, and yeah, it's just a joke.
This is really spooky stuff. Very creepy. Is there more, Johnson, or are we pretty much...
That kind of covers it for the you know, I don't know how much more of this we want to necessarily talk about, because it's like, I think we kind of get it, but, they say, our own privacy, it's like, we value privacy. Our own privacy is important. We plan to be the chief users of Atlas. Many of us have worked in the security industry, and we have a deep appreciation for its importance and necessity. From the beginning, the purpose of this product was to put you back in control of your data, make you smarter, and extend your intelligence. To that end, we are committed to doing everything to ensure that we live up to that promise. And it does say, if you have any additional questions about privacy or security, you can contact us at security@atlas.com.
Well, the argument is that this would not make people smarter. I mean, there's an argument that having all these devices are actually, we're relying on them for our memories. Like, for instance, in the past, I've talked about this before, that, like, Muslims would remember the entirety of the Quran. Like, can you imagine sitting down and memorizing a 500-page book? No, we can't imagine that, but little kids were doing it back in the day.
Mm.
So, like, we have the capability to do that kind of thing, but not in this life, because it's been sort of taken away from us by our reliance on these devices. So I don't know if it's true that this makes you smarter. I think the opposite might actually be the case. And you're definitely a sucker if you download it. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.